Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Vest Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home. And they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Vest Air products at Menards. And refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hour number two, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're live here at Kroger. We're outside the front entrance. We've got our tent set up. We're asking you to stop in and drop off some non-perishable food items to help those in need with the devastation that took place in our city last week. So we would ask you to do that. We're at Kroger here in Franklin at 1203 Murfreesboro Road. We said we would head up to Boston and talk to Mike Reese, who is ESPN's Patriots reporter. He's been doing a lot of coverage on this offseason, and the NFL offseason really will get cranked up this weekend, and the legal tampering period will start on Monday. And who knows, Mike, by Wednesday, the cat may be out of the bag on all the stories, and it will be old news by the time it's all supposed to be official.
Yep. Well, Darren, Chase, always great to be with you guys. I just want to start by saying I hope everyone's doing well down there. And what I saw down there with the Titans and Mike Vrabel, John Robinson, and all the players, I just thought, to me, that is what I love about sports and what the teams mean, you know, to the community. So I just sort of wanted to start with that. I think those guys are great, and what the team did was great, and I just hope everyone's doing well. And as for Tom Brady, I will tell you, your guess is as good as mine. I think what he had said, last week to Charlie Weiss, his former offensive coordinator, when Charlie had shared a text message exchange, and he said to Charlie, "Nobody knows anything." And I thought that was sort of telling, because I sort of believe that. I think Tom is keeping his intentions pretty close to the vest, and here in New England, it's unclear how far the Patriots are willing to go financially, annually, emotionally, to want to keep him. So there's a lot of questions still to be answered.
Yeah, and by the way, thank you for saying that at the beginning. We really appreciate it, and we always look forward to talking to you. When the reports came out that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady had spoken and that it didn't particularly go well, you know that relationship, you know that dynamic, and you understand how those two operate. Does that surprise you, not surprise you, business as usual? What did you make of that report?
You know, I thought the first part was positive, that they actually talked, you know, because that needs to happen if Tom Brady's going to come back. Because so I thought, you know, to me, that part was like, okay, that's the next step in the process. And then however the conversation went, I will tell you, like, I was skeptical of anyone's characterization of the conversation unless it came from Bill Belichick or Tom Brady. And it just, I find it, I just, they're not the type of people that would sort of go talk to someone else about how it went. They're more the type to just sort of keep it to themselves. And so I sort of took it this way. They had a conversation. It didn't move them anywhere closer to a contract or a deal or an extension. But I had just assumed there's going to be more conversations to come, because after 20 years, it would be surprising to me if there weren't.
Mike, I think our paychecks just arrived here at Kroger. Brink's truck has just pulled up in front of our tent. I was a little distracted. A lot of people, we've talked about this a ton on the show, as you can imagine. It's been discussed a ton nationally, a ton here locally. And their run is, you know, who knows if we'll ever see a run like that again. I said yesterday, just think about, for all the Titans fans are saying Tom Brady's old and he's washed up and he's never going to be the same. If we're talking about his prime, I was like, the man went to 9 Super Bowls. 9. We could count up how many franchises in their history and put them all together, and they've never made 9 Super Bowl appearances. But it also starting to feel like a relationship that just may be ready for change for both sides. Do you buy into any of that? What is your feeling as we sit here, like I said, on kind of the doorstep of chaos next week?
Okay. It wouldn't surprise me if that's the end result. I still sort of feel, I felt all along that Tom would be back, you know, and I want to preface, like, it's not based on any facts. It's just based on what I've seen over 20 years that, you know, the idea of going start to finish here would be something that if everything could work out would be, in my opinion, something that would be good for him, the best place for him to play, the best place to be, you know, close to all his family, that, you know, and all that stuff. That being said, like, there's a reason we're in this situation where he's almost a free agent, and so you can't just overlook that. And so if we catch up next week at this time, if there's some finality at that point and he's no longer with the Patriots, I wouldn't be able to say to you, I am just shocked that that happened, because I truly believe what he said, that nobody really knows anything. We don't really know how he feels about that. And if there's anything that might be leading him in that direction, if between now and then it could turn in the other direction, you know, with a simple conversation, or, you know what I mean? So would it shock me? No. But I don't know. I really don't know. And I know that it's tough to say that, because as a reporter, you want to feel like you're right on it and you know everything. There's a blind spot there.
Yeah. Mike Reese on the line with us, ESPN's Patriots reporter. And as I kidded about the Brinks truck pulling up, I wasn't kidding. It really did. And so with that being said, I'll use that to ask this question. Tom Brady has always kind of taken the, however you want to air quotes, hometown discounts. He's never been paid the highest, you know, paid quarterback in the league. It's always about, you know, keep building a better team around him so they can keep winning at a high level. Does this change things? Does this change his mentality? Is he looking for the Brinks truck in this final payday, or is he going to kind of approach things like he has in the past?
I would be surprised if he had the idea of a Brinks truck in his mind. To me, he's always been about the winning, so I think, you know, the winning's going to be the main thing. I will say this, though, with the money comes a respect, right? And perhaps part of the reason the Patriots and Brady find themselves in the position they're in now, where he might leave the team, ties to the last couple years when his contract was under market, and, you know, the idea of wanting to be raised up in the contract to be more in line with not even the top quarterbacks, but just, you know, to just a more elevated level where you're not that low on the list, and that it was such a struggle for him to get that raised up. So I don't want to say the money isn't a factor, because I think it ties to respect, but I don't think it's the primary driver for him. He's always been about the winning and what gives him the best chance. And also, too, I will say this, which is a factor that is fun, maybe not fun, but interesting to consider, is his lifestyle. Like, can I go to a place that, you know, believes in what, you know, what I'm with my TB12 method, and maybe even it becomes part of what the team does. I think that could appeal to him as well.
Talking to Mike Reese, he is the ESPN Patriots NFL Nation reporter. So let's just play the what if game and say that he's gone. He's leaving New England and comes to Tennessee. You've covered the Patriots for a long time. You know Tom. You've covered Mike Vrabel, who's the head coach of the Titans. It's well documented what their relationship is like. They have a very good relationship. They are friends. And then the relationship with Belichick has been coach and quarterback. I mean, that's also well documented. So if he were to come here and play for his friend, how do you think that changes things, or does it change things at all that he doesn't have more of a quarterback-coach relationship, that it's two friends?
Oh, it'll be certainly different than what he has up here. I think it could be fascinating, and I mean, I think it could be great. And what I would say that any team that gets Tom is getting a culture changer. Like, he's just going to come into the building, and everyone is just going to have it. Everyone's going to have to elevate themselves to a higher level. And I remember talking to someone with the Broncos, you know, someone who worked for them when Peyton Manning went from the Colts to Denver, and it was described to me like, it's unbelievable what one player can do to an entire culture to just lift it up. And so I don't know, you know, the whole dynamic between Vrabel and Tom, like, it is interesting. Like, some people say, you know, like, good friends, maybe there could be some tough times, you know, if Vrabel's got to, you know, get on Tom, like, how's that going to work? I think those guys would work that out just fine. I don't see that as a huge impediment.
But do you think, I mean, look, Tom Brady is going to go down as the greatest quarterback of all time, in my opinion. Love him or hate him, he just is. He has done a lot of phenomenal things. But he was a sixth-round pick. He was with a very, very good coach and a great organization with the offensive coordinators that knew how to develop and work with quarterbacks. So you have that has helped him along the way. So is this Tom trying to prove that, okay, well, I don't need all that. I can go and show you that I can do it on my own? Or are we going to actually see that, hey, that all factored in as well?
Oh, I think I misunderstood. I don't think that's it at all for Tom. Like, he takes coaching, and I think he acknowledges the importance of coaching. So I don't see this from his standpoint as the idea of, like, I don't need, you know, this whole system up here, like, or any of that. And in fact, I think, if I'm getting it right, I think that'll be part of what would be so appealing to having him in there, because you talk to any player that's been around the Patriots and Tom Brady, what they always say is, wow, that guy works harder and takes coaching more than anyone, so you can't help but follow along from him. He's not trying to be the guy that says, I got all the answers here. Like, he's a superstar who submerges his ego and takes the hard coaching like he was the 53rd player on the roster.
So, on the premise of he leaves, who's the quarterback for the New England Patriots?
Great question. And, again, sort of just an opinion. I would say they probably just stay with what they have, at least initially, with Jarrett Stidham, their fourth-round pick last year out of Auburn, and Cody Kessler, who was their number three last year. And the way I view it is that they got about $30 million worth of cap space, and the idea of going out and signing a veteran quarterback at whatever, you know, the number would be, $15 million a year, $20 million a year, if it's not Tom Brady, I don't know if that would be the direction they go. So I almost feel like it would be a reboot at the position and financially, almost giving them a chance to clean up the cap and not devote as much space to the quarterback position, and then maybe see what the market looks like a month or two down the road, and maybe a veteran quarterback falls into your lap at a much cheaper figure. I'd be surprised if Tom goes, if they made like a quick, decisive move for a veteran quarterback.
How much have you changed, you know, just as things, you hear things, you talk to people, Mike, you're connected. How much have you been surprised or not surprised, let's just say, over the last couple of months of how this would play out, ever since basically the Titans ended their season?
I from this perspective, it's a roller coaster, really, because, you know, people come out and say things so strongly in both directions. Right?
Yeah.
Like, the one day you'll hear a report, you know, I'd be shocked if Tom comes back to the Patriots. And then, you know, the next day you hear a report, well, maybe the market isn't what Tom thought it was. And so you're hearing this stuff and you're saying, you know, as connected as you are, well, there are other people that are connected too, right? And so it almost leads you to question, you know, where this whole thing is going. And that's why I've really just tried to drill down and just stay focused on the facts. And to me, the facts are, I really think this thing is still wide open until we know the answer to two questions, in my opinion. And it's, the two questions are this: how far is Bill Belichick willing to go financially, annually, emotionally? Because I think he might have to make a case to Tom to bring him back. And then the second question is, what does Tom really want? And until we know the answers to those questions, I think it's a lot of fun to talk about and speculate about, but what do we really know factually? I'm not sure we know much more now than we did when the season ended.
Mike, I'm tweeting him every day. He hasn't tweeted me back yet. I'm hopeful.
Chase,
I'm hopeful that he's going to answer me at some point.
Every day. Yeah, but Tom, no response to this point.
I love it.
So let's end with this, Mike. 50-50, over or under, would you say he's back in Foxborough next year? Would you put it over 50% or under 50% sitting here today?
So I went over, and it's because of the instinct or the thought that they're the Patriots. I think they do want him back. It's at what level? And the fact they want him back makes me think they'll take another run at him and give him their best offer and their best, you know, plea, if you will. And as long as Tom hasn't closed the door in his mind, which if he has, that's something I don't know. After 20 years, I just think that's going to be a hard pull for him to go away from. But if it happens, I wouldn't be shocked, but that's why I'm over 50% of him returning.
Hey, I enjoy your work. Keep up the good work, and we always appreciate when you come on the show. We'll talk to you probably soon.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks, Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN. He is their Patriots reporter, and he's going to go over 50%. We had someone on from the Boston Herald on Friday's show. She said under 50% returning to New England. Mike's going to go over 50%. And I think he hit on a lot of points, and we'll discuss it on the other side. Nobody really knows. I do believe what Charlie Weiss said, that Tom Brady is – it is true. Really, nobody knows but Tom Brady. And there are a couple – I mean – there has to be somebody else other than that. I mean, there are people that know, but it is interesting how many people have come out on, especially like ESPN platforms. I mean, they talk about it daily. We've talked about this on the show.
You think Vrabel and Robinson know who their quarterback's going to be?
I do.
That means they know something.
I do. Yeah. I do. But remember, if you know stuff, you can't talk about it.
Right.
So,
of course.
I do. I think people know. They've got an idea of where this is going.
I think Tom knows.
I do too.
I think Tom's made
his decision. He's not going to wake up Monday and be like,
"What am I doing?
Okay, today I've got to figure out. I've got to talk to some
honey, where do we want to work next year?
Got to figure out what I'm going to be doing. We'll see. Who am I going to be playing for? You know, that's not how he operates. Those guys that are wired like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and those cats, they're not wired like that, man.
Yeah, they know.
Go watch a Kobe Bryant interview, a sit down with him, and listen. Those guys are wired. They're always way ahead of everything. They're not living in the moment. They're always thinking, forward thinkers. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba has been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.